Audionomics mit Superfass hier auf Lux FM um 8:08 ganz genau. Und die Audionomics sind auch hier bei mir im Studio. Hello, guys!
Hi!
How you doing?
Doing good.
Oh, is it a little bit sort of a standard that to say, yeah, it's good? Because, I mean, maybe you're not good. You're doing such a long touring stuff all over Germany and Europe and so, but you're looking good for that.
I mean, we're like halfway through, so...
Yeah.
It's coasting now.
Still good.
Yeah.
But I see you don't have many off days, just gigs in a row, which is pretty exhausting, I'd say.
I think we kind of prefer it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It just keeps the momentum going.
Does that force you not to party too hard and so?
No, yeah, actually, totally. the if we party every night and then we take an off day and we stop partying, that's when it starts to crash. You know?
Uh-huh,
starts
uh-huh.
to hurt.
So, ah, all right.
Yeah, you have to get in a cycle.
Okay. Ich habe jetzt gerade mal gefragt, ob es so ist, weil Sie sind wirklich schon sehr, sehr lange, also die haben eine sehr lange Europatour gerade und sind sehr viel in Deutschland unterwegs. Ist jetzt gerade so Halbzeit und da sind wirklich sehr wenige Off-Days und das machen sie schon mit Absicht irgendwie, weil es dann irgendwie blöd ist, wenn man so einen Tag frei hat, dann fängt es an, irgendwie so ein bisschen runterzugehen mit der Energie. So you guys, you've been here 2 years ago, played at Fluxbau.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years ago, the album Depth Sounds came out. Ever since, or there's no album still, but something in the making, I hope.
Yeah, we're hard at work right now. We have almost the rest of our songs written for this next record. And the plan is to record in July and to have something out by early next year. And, you know, it always takes longer than you want it to, but I think we're very driven to have some new material out because we've had some setbacks in the last couple of years bringing new music to you. So we're very dedicated to not having that happen again.
Okay. Yeah, but, I mean, it's okay to the new material is... Or is there new material you play at the tour right now?
Yeah. We're playing a bunch of new songs. I think we're even like, you know, trying to write songs while we're out here just to have them finished.
Okay. Some bands don't do music while they're on the road because the head is somewhere else. But you keep going writing music while you're on the road?
What bands don't do music on the road?
Oh, many. I've talked really. Yeah,
no, they don't.
Writing music on the road.
I see.
Writing music on the road.
I think it's really hard to do sometimes. There's so little time for so many things, you know. You're always just sort of go, and sometimes you're not in the right headspace for it. Some people can't write when they're around other people.
No.
You know, sometimes you need to be in that space. So, yeah. And this is sort of a new thing for us too. I think we're trying to get past that, and we all feel comfortable enough around each other to be able to come with new ideas and, yeah, and get stuff going. And sometimes that makes for better music too. Just to have that sort of spontaneity and have that energy that you get on the road.
Ja, ja. Ich habe jetzt gerade mal gefragt, weil das letzte Mal, als Sie hier waren, war vor 2 Jahren, haben Sie auch das Bergfest eröffnet hier im Fluxbau und seitdem ist auch kein neues Album gekommen. Es ist auch okay, wenn man mal 2 Jahre kein Album rausbringt, aber Depth Sounds kam 2017 raus. Sie sind dabei, neue Songs zu schreiben und heute Abend wird es natürlich auch neue Songs zu hören geben und Sie sind jetzt auch inzwischen so dabei, während Sie auf Tour sind, ein bisschen Musik zu schreiben, die dann vielleicht noch mit aufs Album kommt. Die Recordings starten im Juli. So I read that you said your last record was so expensive, more expensive than your some vans. do you collect some money to spend more money in the new album, or how do you deal with that?
We're still trying to figure that out. So we're putting it together now. A lot of times, you know, like I think it's funny that the last record was called Debt Sounds, because I think for this record we'll
be even more in debt.
Some money.
Okay. but you're still unsigned.
Yeah.
Oh, you still want to? Okay. You're right. Maybe it's, or is it not your aim to like go get a record label to?
We would love one for anybody listening.
Yeah. Yeah, it would definitely be nice. I mean, we.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Everyone says, "Hey, this is the best band from Portland since
Maybe
the
we're just
Dandy
hanging
Wallows.
Out in the wrong spots or something." Then, yeah, I think. We would love that very much, but you know, I think it just takes time. I think a lot of labels these days, especially in this industry, are looking for bands that have already put something together because there's so much less money floating around. So a label will say, yeah, you know, I think you guys are really great. I wish we could help you somehow.
I wish we had money for you.
You know.
I mean, but what keeps you going? Of course, the music and the audience is there and you're able to like tour around the world or around Europe and stuff. But Isn't it disturbing in a kind of way?
I mean, it can be a little scary, I guess. Yeah. Like, but I mean, we're in a little too deep now.
Yeah.
Like, we've had so many good experiences, and we want to keep it going as long as we can. So, I mean, we don't have a label, but we have booking agents and management and
sometimes
PR and all those things. So we can kind of keep it going, at least to the rate we're going right now, without a label.
I think one of the things that we talked about too, like recently, especially on this tour, as making plans for the next year, is that it is a scary thing, but I think fear is something that holds a lot of people back, especially in this industry. And you know, I think the hardest thing for us is to try to eliminate that fear from what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's easier when you're doing something that you love.
Yeah. Also es ist schon fast ein bisschen Deep Talk, aber die Herren haben die sind nicht auf einem Label gesigned, sind immer noch quasi ohne Label unterwegs, und das ist natürlich dann sehr, sehr hart, ne? So Kohle zusammenzubringen, um ein neues Album zu produzieren. Sie haben mal gesagt, also die letzte Platte, die hat mehr gekostet als so mancher Van. Und dann muss man sich einfach mal vor Augen halten, dass Bands, die alles selbst finanzieren, natürlich auch dieses Geld da reinschmeißen müssen. Und wenn natürlich dann auch kein Label kommt, dass da was vorschießt oder dann man von Labels irgendwelche Absagen bekommt, so im Sinne von, hey, sorry, wir können euch leider nicht helfen, weil keine Kohle da ist, ist natürlich ein bisschen disturbing, aber die Jungs, die stehen und stecken da schon ein bisschen zu tief drin, als dass sie natürlich jetzt aufhören, und das ist auch gut so. So, we're gonna listen to a new song, right? You brought a new song.
Yeah.
Can you tell which song while I'm adjusting the microphone?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a song we've been playing for a few months now, and we're very excited about it. It's called Junk Food Vampire, and it's sort of I guess it's about somebody that lives pretty much at night, never leaves, and maybe doesn't live on blood, but just on bad habits, I guess.
Okay.
And sometimes these are our kind of people, so.
Okay.
But yeah, hopefully you guys enjoy it. Look for it on our next record.
Heavy like a loaded. Heavy like the damage done. Heavy like it's 9-1, like I don't ever see the sun. Well, I don't wanna go outside. Well, I don't wanna waste my time. Yeah, I ain't ever gonna die. I've been indoors since last July. Yes, I'm a junk food vampire. Got a stutter. I slit my wrist with a pizza cutter. And I wanna come over. We'll get high later. And down inside we can't eat each other. I think it's gonna be my year. I think it's gonna get real weird. Well, I don't even own a mirror. I just pretend like no one's here. Heavy like a river runs. Heavy like a setting sun. The needle and the damage done. Put out the lights, put on Neil Young. Punk rock house fire out in the gutter. Get all your friends and grab all your lovers. It's like, wanna come over, don't tell your mother. And down inside we can't eat each other. Junk food vampire, I got a stutter. I slit my wrist with a pizza cutter. And I wanna come over, we'll get out later. And down inside we can't eat each other. At the punk rock house fire, down in the gutter. Grab all your friends and pull down the shutters. It's like, wanna come over, I'll be your brother. And down inside we can't eat each other. Thank you.
Und wer sich gerade gefragt hat, wer das ist, Automatics, das ist ein neuer Song, der auf der neuen Platte zu finden sein wird, die noch nicht raus ist. Thank you, just take the microphone back, yeah. Cool. Thank you very much. So this is a song we can hear tonight. Of course, when you're gonna play live, it's a little bit more...
First time playing it acoustic right now.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, so...
And of course, not with your guitar, just with the...
Yeah,
with the...
yeah, yeah. I wasn't sure how that one was going to go, but I was feeling it. So tonight it'll be much more of a rock sound.
Yes. So you guys, by thinking of putting out records as an unsigned band and doing that stuff, how do you guys think of music streaming?
I mean, it's a. It's...
I mean, we don't make any money anyway, so it's not like we're losing that. I think it's really good for, I mean, discovering new artists, and mm-hmm. I mean, there's tons of bands I wouldn't have heard if not for Spotify's algorithms. Yeah.
So. I mean, we get to listen to music for nothing now, pretty much, almost anything we want. And I think, we're very lucky to do that also.
Yeah, yeah. Ich habe gerade mal gefragt, wie Sie als Band, die unsigned ist, zu Musikstreaming steht. Und die Antwort war natürlich, wir kriegen ja sowieso kein Geld dafür, deswegen ist es eigentlich egal, unter ferner liefen. Aber man entdeckt natürlich ganz, ganz viele neue Bands, das ist so auch ihr Ding. So, you toured Germany a lot, you've seen a lot of cities, do you have some favorites?
Berlin.
Berlin.
Fantastic. we like Cologne every time we go there.
Hanover treats as well.
Yeah, Hanover is really cool.
Oh, which location? Lux. Oh, okay, right.
Hmm? Yeah, yeah. We're going to Duisburg tomorrow. I love that city. Yeah,
Duisburg?
Yeah.
You're the first person in the world that said, oh, Duisburg is nice.
We have some good friends there now.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Hamburg is always really good. We played Molotow in Hamburg.
Nice.
Friday?
Yeah,
like
nice club. Nice people there.
Bamberg is beautiful.
Bamberg, yeah. Yeah. Bamberg is a super beautiful city and good beer. Did you have some beer there?
Yeah. Oh, we have beer everywhere.
beer. Yeah, Franconian beer is very well known here in Germany.
I think we go to Flensburg for the first time. That was kind of nice.
That was cool.
Also good beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to try it.
Oh, we did.
Good.
I think we've played every major city except for Munich and Dresden.
Why not?
Yeah. I just haven't played there yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh. So if anybody from Munich or Dresden are listening,
everywhere else though.
Yeah. Also die Jungs sind auf jeden Fall bereit, überall zu spielen. Sie waren wirklich schon in ganz Deutschland unterwegs, in allen großen Städten. Sie finden Duisburg sogar sehr schön, was ich jetzt gerade noch nicht so nachvollziehen kann, aber es gibt bestimmt auch schöne Ecken in Duisburg. Gutes fränkisches Bier haben sie getrunken in Bamberg. Also da war auf jeden Fall einiges los. So, what are we gonna expect tonight at Rocket Sage?
We're gonna rock at Sage. Like.
We're gonna rock at Sage. our live show has been really tight.
It might get a little weird just because Sage Club is a little weird.
Yeah, we might get weird.
Some bathing stuff. There's a pool, so you can't.
We're gonna play in the pool. We're playing inside the pool.
I might wear eyeliner tonight. We'll see.
Oh, really? Nice, yeah. And afterwards, a little bit sauna. There's a sauna. You can sweat afterwards.
I'm scared. I'm not going in there.
Also, die Herren werden heute Abend zu sehen sein im Flugsbau, würde ich schon sagen. Im Sage, bei Rocket Sage. Wer noch nicht da war, ist eine gute Gelegenheit, auf jeden Fall mal da vorbeizugucken. Es gibt auch einen Pool. Und heute Abend wird es auf jeden Fall schön, haben sie gesagt. Die werden ein bisschen weird werden, weil der Club auch ein bisschen weird ist. Und das kann ich nur bestätigen. Also auch in einem guten Sinne natürlich. Und wir haben noch ein paar Gästelistenplätze. We got some guest list spots, so we put it out.
Yeah, let's do it.
030 2000 9000. Jetzt einfach anrufen, wenn ihr Automatics heute Abend live sehen möchtet bei Rock at Sage. So guys, thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Just destroy the Sage Club tonight.
I think we'll seek and destroy it.
And have so much fun. We're gonna listen to a song from you. It's called Dead TV Star. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.